The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Our theme today is how today's headlines and eternal truths guide wise investing. We're calling it Gold, God's Will, and Global Headlines. Welcome to Faith and Retirement. So glad you're with us today. Our goal is to help you retire with confidence and kingdom purpose. I'm Tom Levine, joined as always by certified financial planner and faith-based investing expert, Jay Peroni. Jay, how you be?
I'm doing great today, Tom. It's a wonderful day here in Tennessee. How are you in San Diego? Things doing pretty good there?
Doing great. It is a beautiful day, kind of a Chamber of Commerce sunshiny day in San Diego. So, Jay, that CERN laboratory, the scientists reportedly turned lead into gold for a split second. I don't know if you saw this in the headlines this week. Wow. And I was thinking about you. Meanwhile, gold's price may be cooling. So I'm just going to go make some gold in the back room at your house and out of lead. What's your take?
Well, it's a fascinating experiment, Tom. I mean, alchemists have been trying to turn lead into gold for centuries. Now, finally, science manages to pull it off for a billionth of a second using a $4 billion machine. Not exactly a retirement strategy I'd recommend. But all jokes aside, for investors, it's really a distraction. Gold isn't about laboratory breakthroughs. It's about real-world uncertainty. And right now, with inflation still hanging around, geopolitical tension, and concerns over currency stability, gold continues to be a time-tested hedge. I think it makes a solid portion of a portfolio. Again, a portion. But at Faith Investor Services, we increased our gold and silver earlier this year. Not because it was trendy, because we saw cracks forming in the economy and with the trade wars. That said, we use it in moderation. You don't want your whole retirement riding on a shiny metal. You want a balanced portfolio that performs across all seasons. It's a hedge, not a foundation.
Well, there's certainly a lot of people out there advertising gold. And so I think I've always had the sense you better be careful who you're dealing with. So it is a piece of the puzzle, though, right?
Exactly, Tom. Gold's just one tool in the toolbox at Faith Investor Services. We believe no single investment should carry the entire weight of your financial future. And that's why we build diversified, tactical, managed portfolios. Our investment committee gets together once a month. We talk about strategy, both big picture and small picture. And we blend assets like gold and silver with defensive equities, high-quality bonds, real estate investment trusts, and even some exposure to alternatives like Bitcoin when appropriate and some growth stocks. We have our Christian stock fund, ticker symbol PRAY, on the New York Stock Exchange. That's about 60 to 70 different companies. And that is combined with all different types of assets because we realize that different assets will behave differently under various economic conditions. And when the stock market is volatile, like it was earlier this year, gold in certain sectors like utilities or staples tend to hold up well. And when inflation rises, hard assets like real estate or commodities can perform well. And then bonds will provide stability. And even Bitcoin, while volatile, can offer some potential upside in certain strategic allocations. So again, that diversified approach, having many different types of assets, really helps us as a piece of the puzzle. We'll have some gold in the mix as well.
This is your place for biblically responsible investing, and you can call Jay and ask him about your family financial situation at 800-270-7310. There's no obligation or cost in doing that. So, Jay, my parents always used to tell me, Tom, don't believe everything you read. And that was a long time ago. What about media financial headlines? Do they mislead investors?
Absolutely, Tom. News outlets are in the business of selling fear or hype, not financial wisdom. Their goal is clicks often, not clarity. One day the market's crashing, the next Dow hits record highs. That kind of whiplash can lead investors to make emotional decisions, buying high, selling low, and reacting instead of planning. And that's why having a trusted advisor matters. At Faith Investor, we use biblical approaches. We don't use emotional approaches. And that really helps us to have a solid foundation. It's going to be rooted in Christian reviews. You know, we're going to be looking at the portfolio from a Christian perspective, looking at what we're investing in. Is it in line with your faith and values? And we also help our clients to really tune out the noise and focus on data, trends, and timeless principles, not sensationalism. And we make those decisions based on conviction, not chaos. And if you've been investing based on headlines or gut instinct, call me, because that isn't a winning strategy. Let's build a strategy based on biblical wisdom and not worry. And that's what we do at Faith Investor.
Well, it's been a great month for us. Thank you so much for overseeing our family finances for these past years. And, you know, I think God cares about all this stuff. In Proverbs 16, verse 3, it says, "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." I think he cares about all of it. So, Jay, do you think the Fed should cut interest rates right now?
If they want to follow the world, they should. Really, if you look around the globe, and cutting of rates all across the globe, and the U.S. has been very slow trying to see what are the impacts of the tariffs going to be. And inflation's cooled, but it hasn't gone away. And I guess a premature rate cut could reignite inflation. But at the same time, the Fed has really a tough job right now. Slow the economy without breaking it. If they move too quickly, we could be right back where we started. That's why they're taking a more of a proactive stance right now. They're kind of seeing what happens, where things unfold. But we still expect at least two cuts later this year. And that really should stimulate the markets and really get growth going. I really think the second half of this year, our team was talking about this, is going to be, we're expecting it to be quite amazing, to be honest with you, once, you know, a lot of the Trump tariff talk is kind of settled down and we can focus on the economy and all the good things happening, all the jobs being created and manufacturing and things coming back to the U.S. We think the second half could be a fantastic second half for the year.
I bet. And people in real estate would be happy too. So how do rate cuts affect retirees?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize this, Tom, but their retirement income is tied to interest rates for a lot of people. Lower rates means your savings accounts, CDs, bonds earned less, bond yields will drop. Even annuity payouts can shrink. But on the flip side, lower rates can also reduce mortgages or home equity loans and other payments, and sometimes boost stock prices. That's why we create multi-layered portfolios, not just everything in bonds or stocks. We include income sources that aren't rate dependent, like dividend stocks or guaranteed lifetime income solutions. That way there, whether rates rise or fall, we want our clients to sleep at night knowing their income is stable. And that's where we can help you create that income plan from a biblical basis. If you're thinking of retired or already retired, let's talk. Let's design a strategy that works in any environment, especially this kind of volatile environment like we're seeing here in 2025 so far.
Jay, we have a couple of offers that I wanted to put out to our listeners today, make sure that they know that this is available here during this program. If they want a plan that helps protect from life's curveballs, you can schedule your free retirement review today with Jay at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310, faithandretirement.com. That website is also the one you go to get your free ebook. It is no charge, no obligation, 7 ways to make sure that your money lines up with your faith by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. That's faithandretirement.com. Well, I think avoiding losses is at least as important as financial gains. What's one major waste of money that you see people do?
Well, where do I start, Tom? I mean, high-fee mutual funds that underperform, insurance products clients don't need, cable and subscription services no one remembers signing up for. But the biggest waste are taxes that could have been avoided with better planning. Many people are losing thousands to unnecessary taxes, Tom, and simply because no one ever showed them how to plan around the tax code. It's like driving around with a hole in your gas tank. You're not going to get too far, and you're going to be paying more than you should. So again, a tax strategy, making sure you've got quality strategies. We can look at your giving. You know, if you're giving to your church, what are some more tax efficient ways to do that? Some donor advised funds or some qualified transfers from your IRA to charitable or ministries instead of paying the taxes on your RMD, your required minimum distribution. Those are just a few examples that I see, just people paying thousands more in taxes than they should have.
Are there any other often missed tax savings opportunities you can think of?
Yeah, constantly. Roth conversions done strategically can save clients tens of thousands over time. Also, tax loss harvesting lets you turn paper losses into real tax benefits. And then, as I mentioned earlier, those donor advised funds are incredible tools for charitable givers who want to both impact their ministries that they love and also have some tax savings. But here's the thing, Tom, most of these opportunities are very time sensitive. You miss the window and the chance is gone for the year. That's why we stay proactive all year long with our clients, not just at tax time. If your advisor isn't talking to you about tax strategy, it's time for a second opinion. Schedule your free tax efficiency review. Stop leaving money on the table. We can help you at faithandretirement.com to really analyze not only the investment performance, but the fees and the taxes that you're paying too.
I imagine, and we don't have time today, but maybe next week in the program, I'd like to ask you about these situations that would seem to come along where you have a choice of sending Uncle Sam money or you could send it to a favorite charity. And you know, how you navigate all of that. So let's take a look at that next week. If your money isn't working as hard or as smart as you think it could be or should be, call Jay now. Jay's going to give your portfolio a free diagnostic, and he'll show you where the leaks are and, more importantly, how to make sure your portfolio is in line with God's holy word. So give Jay a call at 800-270-7310 or go to this website, faithandretirement.com. We'll be back with more with Jay right after this.
Many times people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. You've been saving for a lifetime for retirement, and that's great, but do you know where your investment dollars are actually going? That's a good question, isn't it? And Faith in Retirement is here to help you answer those important questions. You can learn more at our website, faithandretirement.com. So, Jay, I'm a news hound. I was a news director. I love following the headlines. I know not everybody's like me, but does global news really affect retirees here in the United States?
Well, many retirees assume if their money's invested in U.S. companies, they're shielded from global events, but nothing could be further from the truth, Tom. We live in a global economy right now. Oil prices, you've got supply chains, interest rates, stock values, even real estate markets here at home, we're all influenced by what's happening around the world. If you've got a trade dispute with China like we do now, conflict in the Middle East, or even a new deal with OPEC, or a central bank policy shift in Europe, all of those ripple through to your 401k, your gas pump, and your grocery bills. That's why we closely monitor global trends, not reactively, but proactively. We look at what's going on, where's money flowing. Right now, a lot of money's flowing into the international markets. Our clients rely on us to stay ahead of the headlines so that they don't have to worry about it. If your financial plan doesn't account for global risks, you're not as protected as you should be. So that's why we want to look at What kind of international U.S. exposure do you have? And we can do that through a global risk assessment, build out a financial plan that takes all of that into account for you.
You know, California is a highly regulated state. That's where I live, and we serve all 50 states. But even so, I could put a placard out in front of my office and say, hey, I'm an investment advisor. I mean, what does it mean that you are a fiduciary? Help us unpack that a little bit.
Well, a fiduciary means I'm legally and ethically bound to put my clients' interest ahead of my own. And that may sound obvious, right, at the end of the day. But not all financial professionals operate this way, unfortunately. Some are only held to suitability standards, meaning they can recommend products that are merely okay for you, not necessarily best for you. It's do no harm. If it didn't harm you, Tom made 1%, but Jay made 10%, that's okay. Whereas a fiduciary, we got to try to get the best return for you and do what's in your best interest. And that's what we do at Faith Investor Services. We start with holistic, biblically-based planning. We don't push what pays us the most. We build comprehensive financial plans that are rooted in wisdom, integrity, and biblical stewardship. And as a fiduciary, my success depends entirely on my client's success. And that's what being a fiduciary really is about, Tom.
So you're looking at biblical standards, but also accepted financial standards that have governed financial life in the United States for a long time. That's good. So, Jay, I get stuff in the mail every week about dinner seminars for financial planning or TV ads. Do people still fall for some things that they shouldn't fall for?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. And I say that with concern, not criticism. Many of these free dinners or flashy TV pitches are well-rehearsed sales presentations. And you really have to look at what is the motivation is and what's in it for you as the investor. And they're designed to move products a lot of times, usually high-commissioned annuities or investment packages that sound better on paper than they perform in real life. And what's missing in a lot of these cases is a real conversation about you, your values, your faith, your risk, your goals. And at our offices, we take a completely different approach. We educate first. We listen carefully. We only recommend strategies that are in our clients' best interest as fiduciaries, not just what's hot, what's paying the most. If you've been to one of those seminars and left with more questions than answers, that's really where you got to get that second opinion. Really, before you do something, make sure you research it. Look at, are there any hidden costs? What are the surrender schedules? There are a lot of questions you need to ask before ever signing on the dotted lines.
So that's interesting. I mean, when you go to the doctor, you don't want your doctor to be pushing products on you. You want them to listen and respond to what you say. That's so good. So what should someone bring to a free consultation with Jay Peroni?
Yeah, whether we do it on Zoom or in person or via phone, honestly, it's a lot simpler than most people think, Tom. It's statements from your retirement accounts, if you've got IRAs or 401ks, brokerage accounts, your social security estimates help, recent tax returns, if you're comfortable sharing that. But most importantly, bring your questions, your concerns, your vision for retirement. We're going to do all of the heavy lifting for you, screen from an ethical perspective. We'll look at what issues are important to you. Do you want to avoid things like abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, things that don't line up with your faith? We can screen those out, but also look at it from a financial perspective as well. We'll look for any unnecessary fees, evaluate your tax exposure, give you a clear picture whether your plan aligns with your faith, values, and goals. There'll be no pressure, no obligation, just clarity for you as an investor.
And what areas of the United States do you serve? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, coast to coast. We have clients in just about all 50 states. We visit a lot of those as well. If you're in Hawaii, love to come see you. Love Maui. But no, in all seriousness, we do have clients all over the country. So if you're in any of the 50 states here in the United States, we can certainly help you.
Well, I know one of my dear friends came to see you in person there in Tennessee. Somebody I dealt with for a long time here in San Diego, and she moved to Tennessee. She's just thrilled with what's happened. So, Jay, why did you decide to make this your life's work?
Well, Tom, I saw too many Christian families overwhelmed and underprepared for retirement. I saw a lot of ministers and ministry folks that just worked their entire lives, and they were getting to retirement and really just feeling run down. They'd worked hard, saved diligently, and yet were anxious and confused about what came next, and no one taught them how to manage wealth with a biblical worldview. They might have been investing, thinking they were investing according to their faith and values, and then we look under the hood, and all of a sudden they're supporting things that they don't want to support. So again, I can help people, really, if God's placed it on your heart, he's placed it on my heart, really not only to look at what type of return we can get, but the source of those profits. We want to make sure that we're investing in a way that glorifies God. Everything we do is an act of worship, and certainly investing in is an act of worship. So why not exemplify and glorify him in where we're investing? And that's what really brought me into this industry, why I love what I do, to help people bring clarity where there was once confusion, peace where there once was stress, and stewardship mindset where there once was fear. And this isn't just a job for me, it's a ministry, it's a mission. It's about transforming lives, not just portfolios. And we want to do this built on kingdom values. That's what we do at Faith Investor Services, is we help you to really build the kingdom and help give more, and help you have more so you can give more.
Well, there's a fundamental difference you and I've talked about between BRI, which is biblically responsible investing, and faith-based investing. With faith-based investing, you invest following your religious beliefs, and this can certainly take a lot of different forms. But with BRI, your faith is Christianity, your Bible is your guide, and Faith in Retirement is unapologetically Christian in its approach. And you can discover more about biblically responsible investing here on Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry. James chapter 4 talks about how our lives are like a mist. And how does that influence your advice to people?
Well, that passage grounds everything we do. It reminds us that life is brief and unpredictable, but we can plan, and we should plan wisely, but we should recognize God's in control at the end of the day. It keeps us humble, helps us build our financial plans with open hands. And that's why we don't just ask clients, what are your goals? I ask them, what has God put on your heart to accomplish with what he's given you? It's not just about retiring comfortably, it's about living faithfully. And if you want a retirement plan that honors both your future and your faith, I want to help you build it together. You can give us a call or go to faithinretirement.com. We'll sit down, get to know you, your situation, and help you plan out that future.
You've told me that people seek out professional help when they hit a wall, or that they have money in motion. What is money in motion?
Yeah, so if somebody's moving from one state to another, or maybe changing jobs, or maybe retiring or selling a business, or maybe they just came into an inheritance and they don't know what to do with these new acquired funds, That's where we can help you position it strategically, make sure it's in line with your faith and values. And we look at what are the options, what are the sources of where you can invest, and what makes the most sense for your situation. We can help you navigate those changing tides and make sure that money in motion is going in the right places.
Well, you've heard it here, folks. We've been talking to Jay Peroni. And don't forget that you can get your free ebook right now, right this minute. It's called 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith by fiduciary CFP Jay Peroni at the website faithandretirement.com. And you can give Jay a call and ask your questions, no cost and no obligation, at 270-7310. So if you want to work with a fiduciary who honors your faith, who values your time, who builds in real-world strategies that take a look at everything that's happening in the news headlines and factors it in, call him today. Your biblical investment review is 100% free, so give Jay and his team a call today, 800-270-7310, or go to faithandretirement.com. Jay, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening to the program today. Tell a friend, and we'll see you here next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.